Welcome to Visiting Professors. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. In this series, we arrange for clinical investigators to visit the practices of general medical oncologists in a community-based setting where they see patients in a special CME clinic. This particular program focuses on patients with metastatic non-small cell lung cancer. And in the first part of the program, we feature the perspectives of Dr. Benjamin Levy, who visited the practice of Dr. Raymond Lobens. I met with both physicians after this special clinic, and Dr. Lobens began by presenting the first patient seen with Dr. Levy, a man in his early 60s with widespread metastatic lung cancer.
So the first patient is a 62-year-old gentleman who I saw about a year and a half ago, and he had widespread metastatic disease. His disease was so widespread, it was actually hard to figure out where the primary was. It involved his right tonsil, a large lesion in his left lung. His esophagus was involved. And so treat him as if he was lung cancer because that was the bulk of his disease. He had a high PD-L1 score and was really adverse to chemotherapy, so we put him on pembrolizumab.
What was the histology?
I believe he was adenocarcinoma.
And how about his smoking status?
He's a current smoker.
Interesting. And you said that his PD-L1 level was elevated. What other biomarker assays did he have done?
I believe he had a full panel, but that was the only abnormality he had.
Right. So he got started on pembrolizumab, and what happened then?
Well, he had a complete response to his bulk of disease. His interesting case is that in the mid-90s, he had what appears to be SLL because he was treated with chlorambucil as well before I knew him. And during his treatment over the last several months, he started noticing a lump on his right side of his neck. And he had a palpable lymph node, but the rest of his scan was completely normal. And so we sent him for a biopsy of his cervical lymph node, came back with lymphocytes on the fine needle aspiration. They're planning to do a excisional biopsy, but it's likely his SLL is back.
What's his count doing?
His white count is 8,000. His lymphocyte counts are normal, so it's probably SLL.
Well, that's really interesting. And any tolerability issues with the pembrolizumab? Any autoimmune problems?
Not at all. He looks as healthy as anybody walking the street these days.